Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour. We're going to start simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv in 7 minutes. We start the next segment. Got Mike Rivero coming up, and I'm going to do 2 hours on the whole provocateur black op program and how the media is trying to demonize the militia movement. So that is coming up in about 58 minutes. Right now, going back to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, continue. Yes, the establishment wants you to spend all your time filling out census forms and tax forms, and they admit it's a tool of control because the globalists are monopoly men and they don't want a free market. Go ahead.
Well, and so they have jobs managing your life. Now, there's nothing you can sell for a buck there. Prison guards, what do you produce you can sell for a buck? The prison blues and the deaths that you make in the prisons compete against the public sector that's trying to make a living. But anyway,
yes, it's a control freak. The whole world is a giant control freak church where the control freaks set up control freak systems. Lesser men who are nothing but greedy, wicked control freaks. It's their system.
Yes. Now, here's the solution, and we can just take it from them. We don't have to vote for anybody. We don't have to. We can do this on our own. Here's the deal. I'm looking at
noncompliance.
Just start saying no to all their crap. It's respect for truth. I'm looking at an 1888 campaign poster, okay? And what does it say? Protect rice, corn, hemp, and fruit. And the other thing it says, this is 1888, an honest count and an honest vote and an honest count. So we're dealing with the same problems. But see, back then, they had respect for the truth. God put rice on the planet. He put corn. He put fruit. He put hemp. It's the widest, the most widely used fabric and material in the world. But we're banned from using
it. That's right. And 99% of the varieties have no THC, but the police don't care. They'll come to your house and SWAT team you and beat your brains out if you're caught with it because it's better than cotton, and you're not going to grow it. You're going to wear toxic polyester. And if you don't like it, they'll murder you, period.
And you could provide jobs from the farm all the way up through full manufacturing. Henry Ford had a car made completely of flax, hemp, and linen on the cover of Time magazine in 1941.
Doesn't matter. The chemical companies have SWAT teams. They have SWAT teams.
We can make them do this, just like we're making them. We made them not let in all those illegals. We made them, you know, in Ohio, we made them not charge us to park in our state parks that we paid for. We can make them do this. And if we make them do this, we've got everything. You can provide food, clothing, shelter, fuel. You can provide biodegradable plastics. Steel, 10 times stronger than steel. And remember old Ironsides, the battleship they retired last year? There was 40,000 acres of hemp in there. And so you have a government that made a video, Hemp for Victory. All patriotic farmers will grow this. You see, we can't keep letting them say that the truth is not the truth and we just go along with it.
Are you kidding? Ma'am, I hear you and I appreciate your call. They're trying to restrict, made a lot of good points. They're trying to restrict aloe vera now. Yes, for some reason, the ash that comes out of hemp, that is confirmed when they burn it, they create the ash or what they call the coke. That they put into the furnaces with the iron to make the steel. And yes, it does. It's just an amazing plant. And very few varieties actually have THC, but they don't care. The federal government and the big foundations, admittedly, in the 20s and 30s, went around to all the public schools and to the local school boards and the PTAs and said, hemp is evil, hemp is bad, it makes you go crazy. And they said, ban it. And they said, absolutely ban it. And so you can't grow it here in America, but they can grow it in Canada and make tens of billions of dollars a year off of it. And it's just another example of how they do whatever they want, whenever they want, because the government is run by absolute, total, degenerate criminals. Mike Rivero is coming up, joining us from Hawaii, hooked up via video link, so you won't just hear him. You'll see him if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, all 23 of my films, including the upcoming one, are going to be posted there first. My book, Paul Watson's book, my live TV show, the archives of it, the best archives of the radio show. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes, I'm going to air large clips. Only 13 minutes, I might air all of it. But I want to stop and comment on each section and analyze the propaganda that our tax dollars paid for, what they're brainwashing the FBI recruits with, and what they're giving to police and military and others, and how this ties into the MIAC report, the DHS report, saying veterans, gun owners are the number one terror threat. If you have a Bob Barr sticker, a Libertarian sticker, a Ron Paul sticker, an In the Fed sticker, you're a terrorist. Paul Watson, as we speak, has a big article, big exclusive article going up on PrisonPlanet.com about state, and we've already confirmed this with state officials that we're in contact with. In fact, let's get that state rep guest on. That's a good idea. In Missouri, with the hearings they've had on MIAC, where the feds came in and were teaching them that the founding fathers are bad. I actually have video of that in Missouri, the police being taught that by FEMA, that the founders are bad, America's bad. I know this sounds crazy, but this is really going on. So that's coming up next hour. But with us, 5 minutes in the next hour, roughly 55 minutes, is Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com, and he joins us today live here on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv with a whole host of issues to talk about. Mike Rivera, good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me back on the show today.
It's always good to have you. I want to take a lot of calls today when you're on with us, but let's get into a host of subjects. I want to get into Bill would give president emergency control over the Internet. taking over all the private IT, a new private group of federally certified IT commissars to be over even private networks by law, a form of indentured servitude, converting the whole economy over. I want to get into the latest flu developments. They're now admitting quarantines, forced inoculations. That doesn't mean they're going to get away with it, though. It just means they're going to try it. Obama's plunging approval numbers, just all the things that are happening. But, Mike, out of the gates, I'm asking you this, not having any idea. What do you think is most important right now? What is on Mike Rivero's mind?
Well, I think the first topic you mentioned is definitely important. We're seeing all this legislative push to give the government control of the Internet in a so-called emergency. We're also seeing where certain organizations like Wikipedia are now going to decide for you what is trustworthy and what is not. There are going to be little color codes. We know there's a new web browser in development that will have built into it a little indicator on whether the link that is showing on your page should be considered trustworthy or not. And this is a desperate panic attempt by the government and the corporate media to take us back to the 1950s and 1960s when we, the American people, would rely on government and the media to tell us what to think and what to believe in. Of course, the whole point of the evolution of the Internet and the blogs and the Alex Jones show and what really happened is that the American people are learning to trust their own analytical ability to decide what is true, what is a lie, what is false, and the government is scared out of their minds about it. The corporate media has lost control of the American public. They're trying to figure some way they can convince you to give up trusting your own mind and go back to letting an authority figure tell you what is true and what is not true. Just last night, we had another National Geographic show out there trying to resell the idea that anybody who thinks there's a conspiracy about 9/11, there's just got to be something wrong about those people, and you don't want to hang out with them. And again, it's the same stuff they have been hammering before. They go right back to that no plane at the Pentagon thing, and they use that as the primary lever to try and convince people that there couldn't possibly be anything incorrect about the official government story of 9/11. They've lost control of the American people. That's why we're seeing this anger surface in the town hall meetings. The health care reform is just the fuse. The powder for the anger is being lied into war after war after war, being lied to about 9/11, being lied to about TW-800, being lied to about Pearl Harbor. Torture, all of it is building to a head right now. The government knows they can't lie to us anymore with any kind of success. They're desperate to figure out a way to reimpose that rule by lie. And Mike,
you're right. That before you leave, I do want to talk some about the National Geographic show. I did watch part of it last night. They fired a missile with a pound of explosive into a chicken coop, a fiberglass chicken coop, and it blows up, and they say, see, explosives would have blown up the whole Pentagon. I mean, that was insane. The other parts I saw were insane. They used a few clips of the, quote, truthers, and they would put the name truther all crooked down at the bottom like it was all disjointed. Just the way they shot it, the way they did it, the way they'd zoom in on a Band-Aid on Richard Gage's show or zoom in on Dylan Avery picking his mustache or whatever. I mean, just everything. Because I've had that before. I mean, I've had national media follow me around for 2-3 days, and the one time I wipe my nose, I see them looking at me, and I go, oh, that's going to be on TV. You know, they use every little slip-up, and they do everything they can, just this image, and the camera kind of crooked when they're talking to you, but when they talk to the debunker, it's all crystal clear. I mean, mm-hmm. They do this over and over again, so I want to go over that today coming up, Mike. But first, the power to create a national no-fly list, we always said, would be used to create a no-gun buy list. It's Kafka-esque. You're not arrested. You're not charged. You can't find out who puts you on the list. You can't get off the list. Now you can't have a job. You can't get on a bus, go to national parks. You can't get on a plane. You can't own a firearm if you're on that list. And they now admit they've got over 1,200,000. In the last 8 months, they made the list secret. So it's probably 1.5 million by now. They admit, they say the government and other corporations are working on these lists where they'll say your website is not true. Well, creating a list that tracks what people are saying and doing and where things are flagged, and we know Wikipedia was the model of that, where my name is spelled wrong, most of the stuff on there is a lie, they won't even let me change it or anybody else change it. I've sent them mainstream news articles showing what I'm saying is true, and they don't care. Now, this CIA, admittedly runs Wikipedia, model is now going to be the whole internet where they take control. They place things over your computer screen. And that's only phase one. The power to track internet is the power to then block you going to those sites. And the Pentagon's on record under the Cybersecurity Act, not just in the bill with Jay Rockefeller, but in, for those that don't know, in the actual cybersecurity announcements and symposiums that we posted the links to, the video, they brag that they're going to, quote, shut down opposition to the government in the U.S. by just shutting off IPs. And already, JonesReport.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you can't go to them at most libraries, and we've gotten the screenshots. It says this is a site that teaches you criminal skills or hacking or racism, and they're banning our YouTube videos saying racism when it's not even about race. So we can see the new tyranny. Mike Rivero, break it down.
You're absolutely correct here. My own experience with Wikipedia, they used to have articles about whatreallyhappened.com. They had an article about me personally. It was filled with a lot of distortions. I went in to correct it. I'd go back. The original lies were back in. I'd go in and correct it again. They put the lies back in. I'd go back in to correct it. It was locked against editing. And I'm not kidding you. Wikipedia told me that I was not allowed to change the article about Michael Rivero because I was not a recognized authority on the subject of Michael Rivero. When I wrote back and I said, I am Michael Rivero, they simply deleted the articles. And you're absolutely right. They're trying to block websites. If you go to a U.S. military base, the computer security there, it is insane. In fact, the computer security on military bases is so tight, the computers are all but unusable. And definitely, you are not allowed to see any Alex Jones sites. You're not allowed to see what really happened. They are terrified the word is getting out there. And yes, they're openly talking about finding some way to take the truth away from the people, to force us to go back to living in a culture of lies and deception, because that is the only way they know how to rule us. And, you know, the thing with the no-fly list turning into a no-gun list, turning into a no-job list, this is the government using terror on the American people, because you're terrified if you get on that list, your life is functionally over. You can't work, you can't travel, you can't have a normal life. This is just like they used to do in Stalin's Russia, in the Soviet Union. If you got on the bad enemies list, the government would destroy your life with impunity, and everybody around would say, oh, he's on the list, he must be a bad person. Now, of course, we recognize that that was definitely not the case. We know in our own past history in the United States that the blacklists were very often, in fact, usually, tools of intimidation and persecution.
And this is 100 times bigger and worse than the blacklist. They're admitting it's going to be a no job, no travel, no gun list, with no judge, jury, no evidence. So we're now being given the choice, liberty or slavery, freedom or tyranny. If we are cowed, if we let the chilling effect work and start self-censoring, they will win. But if we say, look, you can't pull us all on list, you bastards, they lose. Here's an example, Mike. 3 weeks ago, a young man, junior in high school, put up several hundred posters in Florida. They came. The state attorney general said they may arrest him. When that happened, everybody statewide, every major town, it was all over the news, put up the Joker Infowars.com poster. Then it spread all over the world. That intimidation made it blow up 100 times 100. And so now they're dropping charges, backing off, saying it's okay, it's okay. The Washington Post came out and said, don't censor it. Don't censor it. Free speech, because the tyrants know we are going to win. And that's why I've said I want to live. I don't want to die. But if they kill me or set me up, I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for humanity. I have just become a giant fertilizer bag to the mighty oak of liberty. And if you have that attitude of I'm going to fight you 110%, you can't be beaten, Mike. They can beat us individually, like Beef or Vendetta. Ideas, though, are bulletproof. And I just thank God I know people like you, Mike. And I thank God we're part of the 21st century, 1776.
Well, my personal opinion is that the U.S. government is going to go the way of the former Soviet Union. It is on the verge of collapse economically. It has lost the trust of the American people. It literally cannot function, because the only way it could control the American people was to lie. We now know about the lies. We're not going to go back to being led by lies willingly. And as a result, I'm convinced this government is doomed. There is no way to save it. And we're seeing a lot of panic on their part right now. But in the end, I think it is going to collapse. And we're at the point where we have to start thinking, what do we want to bring on to replace it?
All right. By the way, Provocateurs and In the Fed Rally article is up. I'm looking at photos and videos of these guys. They're definitely cops. These aren't just provocateurs or hired informants. I can look at these guys. They are police 100%.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Mike, I want to start going to calls in the next segment and then get into the whole 9/11 situation coming up with you. Maybe it could be a little bit in the next hour, but I got to get into this overall militia demonization that's going on. Speaking of that, it's come out in state testimony, and I've talked to people involved at the state hearing. We're working on getting some of them on in the next few days, including state representatives. And state police were censured, did get in trouble by the state attorney general over this. And the deputy lieutenant governor also exposed what was happening. But it turns out, you look at these guys, classic MO. They're cops. They're wearing these yellow bands. They're wearing the same outfits. They have the cop build. But the state's also reporting that they were there saying, let's do illegal things. Let's attack. And we said this in Denver. We said this in Ottawa. We've been right every time. When you look at them, you can instantly tell a cop. You know, they normally only put cops they think can take care of themselves in these situations. They're normally about 6'2 to 6'5, big arms. It's the steroid type cops, the intelligence units. These are probably feds. A lot of times they command squads, though, of meth heads that are under them, the local foundation drug addicts, and they've been caught. And they have anarchist sites that attack me. We know they're feds as well. They've been caught getting federal money. But the state's reporting they think this was provocateured. I agree. Looking at them, we'll put the image up on screen. It's up on prisonplanet.com, provocateurs at In the Fed Rally. These are cops, bottom line. I can look at you. I can tell you these are cops. Go ahead, Mike Rivera.
Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying that I know everyone talks about revolution and guns and militias and the rest of it, but the reality is this revolution is already underway, and it's going to be one with keyboards, not with firearms. It's going to be one with microphones. It's going to be one with computers and so forth and so on. But the government is desperate to recast the image of the opposition into that of a villain, because it all comes down to public support. The side with the most public support is going to win. When the founding fathers wanted to start a new nation and kick the old government out, they needed support of the general public. So those of us who want to affect change in this country, we need the support of the general public. We need them out there marching with us, protesting with us, signing petitions with us, urging change. What the government wants to do is put out a bunch of these agent provocateurs to pretend to be part of our group and then behave in a way that will destroy public sympathy for us. I think the classic example of that happened back in the Vietnam War, where the FBI, operating under orders from the Nixon White House, used their undercover college informants, and they're still on there today. Any students listening to this show, you need to be aware of that. And they used their undercover college informants to organize a multi-campus anti-war demonstration in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California. Once they were there, the undercover agents provocateurs led the protest inside the park and started causing a lot of property damage. The newspaper photographers showed up, took pictures, the National Guard showed up. The next day it was on every newspaper in America, and in that one headline of those so-called peace activists beating up on Mickey Mouse, they completely discredited the anti-war movement, which allowed the Vietnam War to continue for another 2 years.
And it later came out in the Senator Church Committee, this is all confirmed, that they do this. And now it's coming out. We fingered years ago Hal Turner as FBI, and now it's admitted he is.
Yeah, they're using that as his defense in court, that he was only doing what the federal government told him to do. I mean, the government survives by creating the very enemies we're supposed to be afraid of. The Symbionese Liberation Army was manufactured by the FBI. They kidnapped Petty Hearst to guarantee themselves newspaper coverage.
That's now been declassified, that it was all staged with her, staged with the Hearst family. That's Popular Mechanics, you know, the father of yellow journalism, all staged. All staged.
And now we've got the British Secret Service has declassified documents. The whole hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe was also staged. It was done to destroy popular support for the Palestinians, who had nothing to do with it. And so when you're out there and you're seeing these groups that are saying we're opposed to the government and they're acting in a way that is just going to scare you, they're probably government plants, because that is the only way the government can destroy sympathy for those of us who want to restore this country to the freedoms that we used to have. They're out there trying to convince you that terrorism, which is made by the government, is the justification to surrender your personal freedoms and rights. That's all they can think of selling you. Because as long as you have freedom of speech and you have the freedom to go out on the net and find information for yourself, the government is doomed, because they've survived so long on lies they don't have anything else to hold them up.
Well, Mike, you're right. This is a 2+2=4 equation. If the whole economy is being converted to police and military and anti-terror, and private groups are making all the money off of it, who stands to gain to have terrorism? Ki bono, who benefits? Motive. And then you go look at the evidence, it's them. And so they're going to stage attacks, they're going to shoot people, they're going to do all this, they're going to do another Oklahoma City, I see that in the cards, unless we get the word out. But even if they do it, we just expose that event. They want it to be violent. That tells you you shouldn't be violent.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with.
A couple of announcements, and we're going to take some of your calls and then get into Mike Rivero's expert take. He's one of the most careful and thoughtful 9/11 investigators out there. So we'll get his take on the whole National Geographic hit piece last night that I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. I was busy working on the new film, Fall of the Republic. Speaking of films, you need to get the most important film, the biggest film I've ever made, The Obama Deception on DVD. And when you get it, make copies of it. You want to have a revolution? Buy a DVD burner. Buy a bunch of copies, a bunch of blank DVDs. Make 100. Make a copy or two every night. Give them to friends, family, neighbors. Put them on windshields of police cars. Give them to neighbors. Whatever. This will break the left-right paradigm. They think they're watching an Obama film against Obama. They find out that it exposes Bush, Obama, as just being frontman puppets. It shatters that left-right control system. High-quality DVD with the extras. And when you purchase the film, you support the radio show and the TV studios I'm building and the websites and the work we're doing that has huge cost associated with it as we try to up our game and do a better and better job for you out there. But we are the tip of the spear. We're stepping up to the plate with our responsibility. We're asking you to support us. So The Obama Deception on DVD, available at InfoWars.com on the online shopping cart. Watch it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And a new film that comes out in 2 weeks. You can pre-order it now. We'll be the first to be shipping this out. I've been given authorization to start shipping in a couple days before the 18th, so you get it on or around. It's Camp FEMA. I'm a consultant on it. I'm the most prominent voice in it. There's a lot of other great people in it. This is kind of the InfoWars-centric version of it. And so this trailer just came out yesterday. Here's the audio for radio listeners. Here's the video for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Here it is, Camp FEMA, available for pre-order right now, so you can get it first at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Here it is.
The elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them. So that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people of America.
My name is Sam Ozaki. I'm a native-born American citizen, Los Angeles, California. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, we were all rounded up like cattle and placed into America's concentration camps.
In May 2007, President Bush signed a National Security Presidential Directive 51.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government. They have such a plan. They introduced the little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version.
Army Regulation 210-35. Now, this was set up in 1986 secretly. And for 10 plus years, it was secret. And in 1997, Bill Clinton declassified this, and we were the first major radio show to cover it. Since then, it's been expanded. This lists 12 camps to hold American citizens that have been built by the United States Army.
Beginning in October, the Army plans to station an active unit inside the United States.
Under NORTHCOM. And under the new Homeland Brigade, it was first going to be 3,000, and then 20,000, and then 40,000.
The 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team has spent 35 of the last 60 months in Iraq.
Combat-hardened troops who've been running camps and centers in Iraq are now coming back to the United States to, quote, carry out law enforcement actions.
The Army unit may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control.
The primary purpose of this force is to provide help.
All right, we've got the rest of the trailer up on InfoWars.com if you want to go see it. I want to go back to Mike Rivero. But, Mike, I mean, we understand they're hiring provocateurs. We understand they're hiring white supremacists. We understand they're doing all this. Ford Foundation funds La Raza, that means for our race everything, for those outside our race nothing. They had the former Austin mayor, when he was mayor, get up and give a proclamation that Hispanics are the master race. I mean, I have the video of this. It's insane. So they want us all fighting with each other. Yes. And they're just going to, I guess, continue to do it. I think the key here is we need citizens to go stake out these protests and in the Fed events and follow the troublemakers home and put them under full surveillance and shoot video of them and show that they're cops or that they're informants and follow them to the police station, follow them when they meet their handler, and then put it up on YouTube, do a report. And then we need to start arresting these people. I mean, don't the Denver cops that attacked the other Denver cops try to blame it on the protesters last year? Denver Post admits, the police admit. I mean, shouldn't they go to jail? Shouldn't all these cops that do this go to jail, Mike?
They don't seem to. I mean, we see cops committing these kind of provocations and somebody says, oh, this is for the good of the nation and national security and it serves a higher purpose. And all of a sudden the court system turns a blind eye. I think anybody who still expects a fair administration of justice from the American legal system is living in a dream world, because the American legal system is to basically keep the people down, to extract wealth from them, to justify corporate theft and government persecution. And anybody who commits a crime in the name of the government basically they're allowed to get away with it. I mean, look at the free pass that's been given to all the people who are carrying out torture and other war crimes in Iraq. And nothing's going to happen to them. It's very obvious they're going to be protected. We've got Dick Cheney out there saying, yeah, we were out there doing all this stuff. What are you going to do about it? And that really is their attitude. And you're absolutely correct. Right now, the government is trying to create the illusion that those of us who want freedom are the bad guys, that there's something wrong with us, that we don't trust Big Daddy government to look after our every single, need and want. And no, we don't want that from the government. I want to be left alone. I want the government to go away and bother somebody else and just leave me alone to live out my life in peace. And we can't seem to get that. Government seems to view it as its holy mission, handed down from whatever gods are up there in the sky or under the ground, that they're supposed to always expand and manage more and more of your life. And that is really the danger. Government never stops growing. There's always an unending supply of nieces and nephews who need a job, and so government will invent one more regulatory compliance that we're all
until everything collapses, and then they will literally put us in slave camps.
Absolutely. I was watching a show about Russia last night where the serf system was literally created by imperial decree to counter the fact that peasants were starting to leave the lands held by the nobles and go to cities, try and find jobs and try and improve their life. How dare the serfs improve their lives? We're going to lock them on the land. They become the property of the nobility. And that created the serf system in Russia, which, of course, ultimately led to the communist revolution.
And by the way, and the bankers knew the serfs were going to rebel, so they created a false valve. That's all been declassified and admitted as well, that Bank of England, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, same companies, all funded the Bolsheviks. It was just a takeover from one group of thugs to another. The British cousins knocked off their cousins. When you read the Club of Rome, David Rockefeller, their own books, like the memoir he wrote in 2004, they admit they want, in their own words, a neo-feudal serf system. That's what they want. And they're going to license how many kids we have. And I mean, these people are sick. And until people start saying no, it's only going to get worse.
Well, the problem with people who feel that there should be leaders in the world is they often see themselves as the leaders. And inevitably, they think they should be in charge of absolutely everything because they know better. People who aspire to high positions of power will justify their criminal actions and their abuse of people by saying it serves a higher and nobler purpose, which is embodied through them, that ultimately they are the hope for a better world of tomorrow. I mean, even Adolf Hitler thought that. So did Stalin. So did Alexander the Great. Obviously, they were wrong, but you can't convince them of that with facts, logic, and law. It has to finally be settled with a crash of whatever the ruling body is. And then they say, well, maybe that wasn't the best way to do it. The problem is those self-elected rulers of the world, every time there's a new revolution and a new change in history, they say, okay, we won't make that mistake again. So they're always learning. I mean, for 2,000 years, they have been developing the skills and means to control the population. The arrival of the internet completely derailed all of that. That's why you've got Jay Rockefeller out there saying he wished it had never been invented, because they had gotten used to being able to use the corporate media to lie us into whatever direction they wanted to go. We need to invade Iraq. We'll tell them about weapons of mass destruction. We need to invade these people. We'll tell them about biological weapons. We need to invade these people over here. We'll do a concocted story about stolen incubators and dead premature babies. They were used to doing that because during the 1950s and 60s, it worked. We believed everything the corporate media and government told us about those gosh darn commies. And we fell for it. And we paid trillions of dollars for the world's largest nuclear arsenal, for the only country on earth to actually use nuclear weapons on another country, the United States of America.
And meanwhile, it turned out that the whole time the big industries here were supplying the Russians with everything. The whole Lend-Lease program, the whole weaponized program, it never ended. The Ford and Chevy trucks were being shipped over to then be shipped to Vietnam to fight, because the globalists made money on both ends. And the sooner we realize that paradigm, the better it'll be for all of us. I want to go to some calls because I want to spend some time getting into the whole 9/11 hit piece last night, because I take it, Mike, you saw the whole thing?
I saw part of it. I kind of got sick of it partway through and changed channels.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I mean, I literally saw him shoot a missile into a chicken coop. I mean, it was a fiberglass chicken coop that thick. And they put, and Then they put a pound of plastic explosive in the chicken coop and blow it up and say, see, a missile would have blown the whole Pentagon up. I mean, regardless of what you think about the Pentagon, I mean, this debunking is now, I mean, I've seen thermite reactions on TV where a cup of real thermite eats straight through a big block engine. They supposedly put hundreds of pounds of thermite around a column, set it on fire, and nothing happens. Total crap. I mean, just in fact, we can make the video. I just don't have the time. I'm busy doing all this other stuff. But it's all over. In fact, Google thermite reaction on YouTube. Just search engine the term thermite. Thermite on engine. A small cup of it on an engine eats through the whole engine in seconds. But then you look at this show. They dump giant amount. It's thermite they made. So they made some fake thermite. I mean, these shows are just, they're blowing up chicken coops now, Mike.
Well, one of the ones that I did see is they went in and they did a controlled demolition on a building, and then they walked back through and they said, see, if there had been a controlled demolition, we would see all this pieces of det cord all over the place. And that's utter nonsense, because det cord, when it fires off, it completely consumes itself. And there's these scraps of unused det cord in the ruins of this building. And they're saying, see, this proves there couldn't have been a controlled demolition. It was an expression of panic. It was an expression of panic. I don't think it convinced anybody. In fact, they were so obvious and heavy-handed about the cover-up, I think, if anything, it's probably convinced a lot more people that something is...
Mike, don't tell them. Mike, we want them to continue the hit pieces. Please don't let them in on the secret that this is only helping us wake everybody up. I know. I was watching it, and I was like, is this a joke? And that woman's voice, and she would go, the truthers. Literally, the truthers, yes. Like the aliens... The, you know, the demons, the vampires. It was really a pathetic show.
It was. It was.
And I know it's all about presentation. They would have the names of the good guys that believe the government real small, concise, exact. And then with truther, it'd all be crooked and off the side and messed up. Knowing that if names are messed up, that makes people not like it. I mean, just basic tricks they used.
The language of film.
Yeah, I mean, they take film students that couldn't get a job, and I guess these guys want to make a couple hundred thousand a year, so they would sell their mother out for it. I mean, that JFK thing they did where it shows the green jelly and shooting the head, and it's from totally different spots than where the shooters were at, and it's totally fake. I mean, there's no, I mean, listen, though, Mike, I've never seen a hit piece this flimsy. I almost thought like they were secretly on our side and trying to screw themselves up. Just lost Rivero with our connection to Hawaii. Well, let's start going to calls while we're getting Mike back on with us. Dwayne in California. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I was I didn't see that hit piece last night, but I've done a lot of research on the 9/11 project and information on concentration and FEMA camps, even prior to 2000 election with George W. Bush. And so I had a lot of information I was researching at that time. Got a lot of it off of your website, in fact. One thing I didn't mention last time I called about the, when you're talking about the swine flu vaccinations, that when I took that vaccination in 1976, I was a linguist with the U.S. Army. I was part of the Army Security Agency, which I later found out was a division of the National Security Agency. So that was kind of an eye-opener. And in addition, I have seen a lot of things on your website and other places that have opened my eyes to so much that the government is trying to blind us to or make us believers of, that it's all a false paradigm. So, you know, I was listening to Mike Rivero, and I agree with a lot that he said. Stephen Jones, in particular, I was watching some of his information, some of, from your website, about the 9/11 attacks and how the thermite reaction brought down the Twin Towers. Because I never believed that it could fall straight down like that unless there was some sort of thermite reaction.
Well, I mean, here's an example. Here's the Progressive. The AP also reported it. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. for emergencies and homeland security. The DHS own internal reports that we released say that their main battle force is designed and is set up to engage the American people in combat operations and for civil unrest, and then they try to run around and deny that this even exists or is real. Let's bring Mike Rivero back up, who's with us. Mike, I mean, how long is this going to work? It's kind of like all these big Soros, Rockefeller Foundation groups, Media Matters and others are saying, I'm a liar. There's no plan for national compulsory service, when he's given speeches, the president, his chief of staff, and they've introduced the bills. I mean, how long can they just bald-faced lie and get away with it, Mike?
Well, that's a two-part question. They're going to go on lying because they don't know other way to operate right now. They've been doing it for so long. How long can they get away with it? I don't think they're getting away with it right now. I mean, that's certainly the sense I get from the people who write into my website, who listen to your show. I think most Americans do know they're being lied to on a pretty much continuing basis. I think most Americans have come to understand we're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. I think the reason the government is in panic mode is they understand the lies don't work anymore. But they don't know what to do. They can't start telling the truth. They've told way too many lies.
Yeah, stay there. Stay there.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
running into my chair here. I apologize to everyone. So much going on behind the scenes during the breaks. People coming into the office. Mike Rivera with us for a little bit in the next hour. Then I'm going to launch into how they're demonizing the militia and everybody else. In fact, here's an example. Colorado GOP calls for an apology at Democratic office vandalism. Turns out someone who worked for the Democratic Party went and attacked the Democratic offices. I mean, that's, I haven't seen a case where a political office gets vandalized or where a swastika gets painted on a door where it isn't someone doing it for attention, whether they're black or Jewish or the Democratic Party. I mean, I mean, this just doesn't exist. I mean, I've never seen it. Mike Rivera, I mean, have you? It's like finding a tooth fairy or a unicorn to actually find a real attack on the Democratic Party. Von Brune clearly was working for them. He'd been in federal custody in a mental institution for years with that other fake mental institution event with the dynamite he did at the Federal Reserve in 88. I mean, I've never seen a case. But here it is, Denver Post, totally staged, Mike Rivera.
Well, I have come to the conclusion, I mean, the few times they actually catch the perpetrators of hate crimes, I mean, 99% of the time, it turns out to be a hoax to generate political sympathy or to build political support for a particular agenda. I am rapidly coming to the conclusion that there may not be any real genuine acts of terror in the world, because when somebody wants to effect a change, they need public support, and acts of terror destroy public support for whoever is blamed on them. So just like we had Israel that staged the hijacking and the raid on Entebbe to destroy sympathy for the Palestinians, I'm starting to reach the point where I think anytime there's a hate crime or an act of terror, it's more than likely going to be a fraud. Somebody's being framed in order to make them look bad. I mean, just as we're seeing the government plant agent provocateurs within protests and the anti-war movement and the truther movement in order to make us look bad, it's all a hoax. It's government by deception.
Well, they're stealing trillions of dollars a month. They're going to have to commit crimes to blame them on us so they can use their force against us. They built the military force up. They've got to stage military attacks to say we're a military enemy, so they can have the rules of engagement to go up against this. You know, I thought about the film, what, 5 Days in September, won an Academy Award about the hostage crisis at the Munich Games. And at the end of the film, they have the head of German intelligence just come out and admit, oh, yeah, we staged all this. And then to let the Palestinians go, we staged a hijacking of a jet to let them go. And they just admit it like it's no big deal. That they, I mean, it's, and no one gets in trouble. It's like, yeah, we staged it all. Ha ha, it's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's all image manipulation. It's all manipulation of the people using the press. It's all for show. It's like during the first Iraq war, that whole thing about the nurse crying at the UN, they were stealing the incubators, leaving the premature babies to die. It was all a hoax. It is all government by deception. And here's the situation. The analogy I like to use is the internet is the modern equivalent of Gutenberg's movable type printing. If you go back and you look at the social upheaval that attended the publication of inexpensive, easy-to-afford books. They went through.
Stay there. We got to finish on the other side.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.